The Sheer Magic Salon. Every 6 weeks, I show up at the Sheer Magic Salon for women and men, where Sophie seats me in one of those swivel chairs, presses the ball of her foot to the hydraulic pump, lifting me into midair. And for a while, my mind floats, empty as a beach ball spinning across the blue of a backyard pool, Sophie trimming and thinning, while my eyes rest like flies on posters of women, chins tipped toward their shoulders, hair I could swim in, plunge into a perfect wave, possibly drown, and just before I'm about to go under, in strolls a man, and Diane points with her sinewy arm to her station beside me, and I peek in his mirror while she ruffles his hair, tugs the top and the sides, and he leans, barely a tilt, into the scent of her wrist, until they agree on a length, then he closes his eyes, his cheeks losing their lines, as if he's fallen, finally, into the billowy silk of a wished-for world, a world shaved down to just him and Diane, her hands flustering like doves too excited to land, her palm skimming his forehead, the tip of her pinky riding the ridge of his ear. And when Sophie asks me again if my bangs are all right, all I can do is nod, wanting only to get back to the field, the one where the man pictures himself, Diane up ahead, Lupin glancing against her knees, the sky smooth and blue as a lid he'd like to seal over this scene. And when his eyelids open, I can tell he's still lost in that silky world. And that's when I fall, for the way he knows no better than to give himself over to all he imagines. For the way he thanks Diane too many times, smiles when he thinks we're not looking. And as he glides through the door back onto the street, I fall for what's changed, for the way he no longer sees the sidewalk as gray.